Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Are you ready to take control of your energy usage and save money? Download the MyMTE app, track your energy consumption, pay your bills, and even report outages right from your phone. It's free right now and available on iOS and Android. Also something that's free, our conversation with James Price of the Better Business Bureau to keep us updated on scams and risky things out there. And James, just in the last 6 minutes, I've gotten another, text that's saying, I'd love to save you money on your health care. Click this link. So,
hey, ironically, this morning I got a phone call to my BBB office asking me if I had ordered something from overseas and that it had been intercepted with my name on it. And that they were from a federal office and that they have found that there was drugs in this package.
Oh, boy.
And I said, oh, it has my name on it. I said, what's my name? And they couldn't tell me.
Okay.
So we're going to get into that a little bit right here this morning. Obviously, Brian, the 2024 Scam Tracker Risk Report is out. And I just want to tell the listeners out there that you're really going to need to go to BBB.org and look at this, because it's a 54-page report that talks about all the different scam tracker risks that happened over the last year. But we're just going to highlight a few things this morning, because we obviously don't have enough time to go through everything on this report. The bottom line here is that with 54 pages, it's a very comprehensive introduction to what scams happened last year, and using Scam Tracker, which BBB is where we get most of this information from. So last year, this is the 2024 report, 2.421 million unique visitors to Scam Tracker were last year. 47% of those visited Scam Tracker to determine whether they were experiencing a scam. 30% of those said BBB Scam Tracker helped them avoid losing money. The median U.S. dollar loss, this is the median, is $130 per person, but the estimated dollar amount that people avoided losing last year to Scam Tracker totaled $43 million.
Wow.
And we're almost catching up to Doge on this. I don't know, but
you were Doge before Doge was Doge.
Yes. So in this report, there's a snapshot that just kind of goes along through, and it talks about, the reported median dollar losses, and there's some changes to the riskiest scams out there, and how scammers are engaging their targets overall, what people's susceptibility rates are, what the monetary loss is overall with all these losses. The overall susceptibility of people getting a scam last year actually dropped 14% over the year before, which is good, because that means that the likelihood of people being scammed is actually dropping. Mm-hmm. The bad news on this is that there was a 30% increase in the median loss that people were receiving in dollars. So although there's less likelihood of you're getting scammed, the people who are getting scammed are paying more money. So the number one investment, the number one scam last year reported by Scam Tracker was investment or cryptocurrency scams. The number two was employment scams, and the number three is romance and friendship scams. And ironically, the people who are being scammed the most are at the top and the bottom of the age group. It's the people from 18 to 24 are some of the most susceptible, and the people who are 65 and older. There's a lot of people who are getting scammed from cryptocurrency because they're looking for a fast way to make a buck overall. And so What's really interesting on this is the investment cryptocurrency scam. So number one risk, and with the reported medium dollar loss on just this one of $5,000.
Wow.
And 80% of the reports of the people who are doing this are experiencing loss. 26% of the people who reported cryptocurrency scam says the scammer spent time building a romance or friendship before perpetrating the scam. So one of the things that you want to take a look at here is these scammers sometimes are taking you down the road, and they do this with romance and they do this with crypto now, is they don't try to close you out and scam you on the first call. What they're trying to do is they're trying to build a relationship, get you to trust them, make you think that they have all this knowledge, and they're leading you down the right road where you're going to make some money. And they don't even start asking you for money till maybe 1, 2, 3 months out. Of course, you know, they'll take it from you right away if you're willing to give it to them. But the bottom line here is that they're being very strategic about how they go about getting the money from you. Employment scams remain the number two riskiest scam out there, with a medium loss of about $1,500 and made up about 14% of the reported scams out there. The number one thing that really gets people on employment scams is of all the people who want to work from home.
Oh, I see.
So, you know, we think about all the companies out there who are trying to get people back into the work, into the office, and people want to work at home. And there's a big draw to work at home. I'm sure a lot of people would love to work at home. And then, of course, there's some industries that you just can't work from home. You know, I asked my doctor the other day if he wanted to work from home. He says, absolutely, but it's just not going to
work possible. Out.
Yeah. So, you know, restaurants, you know, there's just some agency places that, you know, you just can't work from home. But the draw there to get people to work from home is absolutely large. And of course, when the scammers out there and they start asking you questions, well, what do you want? I want to work from home. Well, that's great. And then they start finding ways that says, well, you're going to have to get some equipment, or they get your personal information. And there's all different kinds of ways they can scam you, because what they've done is they've hooked you into the thing that you're most susceptible to respond to, which is going to be a work from home strategy. And so they find a way to meet you on that work from home strategy where they can actually get your money out of you.
Sure.
And then, of course, the number three is romance and friendship scams. That went to number three.
That's a change. I think it that was the one that kind of rose up the ladder there a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's the first time since we began publishing for the scam has had the highest medium dollar loss of about $6,000 of different of scams. And so one of the things that caught my eye in here is people who are susceptible to this are people who have had a death of a spouse, or they've gone through a divorce. And so you know, some of that information is actually public information. So the people who are scamming you, they're doing a little bit of research first, because they figure out that, you know, here's a person who's lost a spouse, or, you know, there's this divorce that's kind of gone through, and they're doing their homework ahead of time. The most reported scam type, of course, is online purchase scams. That one has dropped from the top three riskiest scams for the first time since 2016. This scam made up more than 30% of the scams reported to BBB, a scam tracker, with an 87% reporting of dollar loss. And so one of the things that we've been encouraging people to do is, if you're going to order something online, if you're going to make an online purchase, then what you want to do is you want to, one, look them up on BBB, make sure it's a legitimate online business. People who are reporting online scam companies are getting more and more of those reported. So if you're going to order, if you're going to purchase online, go there first. And then the second thing, I think we've said this before, is if you're going to order something online from a company, before you order it, try to call their customer service department before you make the order. if you can't get a hold of customer service before you make the purchase, you're not going to get a hold of them afterwards.
Yeah, and you got a problem, it didn't ship right, whatever, whatever. Yeah, that, I mean, that. I remember you saying that one time in the past, and that's just one of those things that kind of stuck because it makes complete sense. If you can't get them now, you're not going to get them later when you need it.
Right. Most affected age groups, we said before, people 65 and up reported the highest medium dollar loss, followed by the group of people 18 to 24. The people in ages 35 to 54 submitted a higher percentage of reports with loss other than other age groups. So almost every age group is affected. The biggest contact methods is email. But social media was the top reported payment method with a monetary loss. So, and of course, the number one way that people are reaching people by far is Facebook. You know, if it's on Facebook, it's got to be true, right?
Oh, right. Absolutely. So, I mean, that's almost 60% in terms of the platforms that scammers are engaging people with.
Right. I mean, because these are people who are fixed on Facebook. They're hooked on it overall. And so the bottom line here is the scammers know that. And so be careful about the people that want to connect with you on Facebook. I mean, are you friends with everybody in the world because, oh, they want to be my friend? No, they don't. they just want your money. And so unless you have some kind of reason to connect with all these people who are friending you, I would turn them down.
There are probably 20 in my Facebook account right now that have asked. And if I don't know them, I'm not gonna, you know, respond. And I go back and I make sure that I'm not already friends with that person, because a lot of times you get these scam accounts or people impersonating somebody that you might know.
Right. Right. Yeah. So the most impersonated scam out there is Publishers Clearinghouse. That's the number one thing that scammers say they are. They're not really Publishers Clearinghouse. They're just saying they're Publishers Clearinghouse. And so, of course, you know, with all the money that Publishers Clearinghouse is, oh, you know, you just got the big check and this, that, and the other. Of course, you know, people think, well, if it's Publishers Clearinghouse, I need to get on board with this.
Yeah.
And then they start asking for money to get your prizes and this, that, and the other. So it's by far the biggest one. And that has dropped. It used to be the U.S. Postal Service was the number one category of most impersonated overall.
Here's a little hint. If you haven't had any kind of entrance into Publishers Clearinghouse, you're not going to win.
No.
You're just not going to get a surprise check from Publishers Clearinghouse.
And anytime you win something, you should not have to pay anything.
Right.
And so, you know, if Publishers Clearinghouse, and the other thing, Publishers Clearinghouse is not going to call you up and tell you you won. They're just going to show up at your door with the check and the balloons.
Right.
they want the surprise. They want that, you know, they want you to be able to get that on camera for them and stuff. So the top platforms, Facebook by far, Instagram, WhatsApp, and TikTok are all some of the biggest scam platforms out there. And so as we're going through this, we said 54 pages. We've only kind of reached the top of this. We got to page about 8 with some of the things that we talked about here today. But I would just highly encourage all the listeners out there to really go in and dig into this. Go to BBB.org and just find the scam tracker report for 2024. You can see all the scams out there. You can see how the scammers are trying to engage you, how to take your money, and that kind of thing.
One thing I thought was really interesting about it, you can get some overviews. We were just kind of going through some of the report highlights. One thing that I appreciate about this report is that it's broken out. So you can get a highlight or a report if it affects your age group. So like if you're a senior citizen, older adult, if you're a younger adult, maybe you've got a military family or a veteran, and you can see which scams are most prevalent in those particular demographics, which I think is a pretty cool thing.
Oh, yeah. And then they talk about the carrot and the stick, where they try to get you, make you feel like you're going to get rich. And then they talk about how, well, if you don't come get it, we're going to arrest you. You know, like the guy this morning, he tried to convince me the fact that, you know, they got drugs on me. And I just told him he was full of something before he left. And so,
he was full of carrot sticks.
Yeah. Another report I'll just say really quick is that, can your business be found? And there's another report on BBB.org. When you look in there, it's called SEO versus AEO. AEO is the answer engine optimization as opposed to search engine optimization with Google. And so a lot of people now are going to AI to find the businesses that they use. And the consumers and the businesses should both realize that you're getting really good information out of AI kind of going forward. Lot to cover here today. We don't have time for 54 pages of that or for the pages and pages that come down to SEO versus AEO. But go to BBB.org for all your answers, from quitting getting scammed and finding the businesses that you need to deal with on a regular basis.
Good info today, James. I appreciate it as always.
Thanks, Brian.
Absolutely. James Price of the Better Business Bureau joining in today on the conversation. A reminder, if you missed part of our talk here today, you can find it in podcast, WGNSradio.com. Our podcasts are also on any of your podcast platforms, or you can even watch it back on Big G TV, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch. Have a great day out there, everybody. We will see you next time.